Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. At least three people were killed when a power line fell on a parked car during an ice storm in Portland, Oregon, where more than 41,000 customers have no electricity. CBS's Carter Evans.
It's been a tough week, if you can imagine. A week in these freezing temperatures inside your home. No power.
Attorney General Merrick Garland's met with families of children killed in the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, ahead of today's report on police response. KENS TV's Alicia Nieves.
Families tell us much of the conversation revolved around what they already knew, that the response was a failure and action that needed to happen did not.
The U.S. launches another wave of missile strikes on Houthi sites inside Yemen. Middle East expert Michael Rubin.
On one hand, it's necessary to confront the Houthis. On the other hand, sporadic bombing of Yemen may not be enough to finish the job.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Republicans appear to have hit an impasse over legalizing medical marijuana. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu says creating state-run dispensaries is a non-starter. Assembly Speaker Evan Foss says he won't compromise to address Senate Republicans' concerns. Foss says the bill is the result of months of talks. Governor Evers says Republican senators were wrong to fire Public Service Commissioner Tyler Huebner. Senator Brad Paff was himself fired as acting Agriculture Secretary. He says Republicans are playing politics with the governor's appointments.
This rigid partisan ideology accomplishes nothing for the people of this state. And quite frankly, it just demonstrates to them that the government is broken and it does not work.
Republicans point out they've confirmed more than 480 of Evers' appointees. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers back at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay getting ready for their divisional playoff game against the 49ers. What makes San Francisco's defense so tough? I asked Packers right guard John Runyon.
This San Francisco defense, they don't do as much as any other defense we play this year. They're going to play their gap. They're going to be sound. They know where they're going to fit in their scheme, and it's going to be up to us to, you know, take them out of positions, mess with their eyes and stuff like that. And they have a good defense, and they play it hard, and they've been doing it for a long time, and that's what makes them so good on defense.
The kickoff Saturday night at 7:15. NBA, the Bucks got blown out by Cleveland. The Cavaliers jumping out to an early lead. They won 135-95. Adrian Griffin on what he told the team after losing by 40 points.
You know, I just talked to the team after the game about we have to learn from this. You have to. You can't continue to make these type of mental errors when the first, especially the start of the game.
That's Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Allball of the Todd Allball Show. Join us at noon on Thursday. We'll be broadcasting live from downtown Milwaukee at the State Public Education Convention.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 20 for a high this afternoon. Wind will be north at 5 to 15. We're keeping an eye on a system that'll bring light snow tonight into tomorrow. We're looking at about 1 to 2 inches of accumulation. Our low down to 10 tonight. Tomorrow, some blowing snow with a high of 19. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Zone. Hang on to your tractors. Here's another update. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Boy, the whole team scattered yesterday, had a wonderful day yesterday at Dairy Strong at the KI Center in downtown Green Bay. That conference concludes this morning. Stephanie Hoff caught up with all the folks that made it into Madison for the annual Farm and Rural Lobby Day. You're going to hear about both as we roll our way through a Thursday. So glad you're along with us. I am Farm Director Pam Youngke. Now, it's going to start to get interesting beginning today when it comes to Wisconsin weather. Our forecast for today is calling for a mix of clouds and sunshine this morning, and then snow showers back in the forecast for the afternoon. Chances of snow, they're estimating at least 50%. Winds are going to stay pretty light. What I'm seeing as far as early estimates is by the time the system moves through, we could have another inch of snow on the ground. The snow is probably going to start this afternoon, continue in the overnight hours. Friday, partly cloudy skies and 9 above. Then Saturday, sunshine and 12 above. Sunday, partly cloudy and 17. Next week gets a little tricky, to be quite honest with you. We've got a chance of snow in the forecast, but it could also be rain. We'll touch out with high temperatures midweek next week, right around 37 degrees. Stu Mucker, ag meteorologist, he'll paint a better picture for us coming up. Congratulations, a Wisconsin Stratford Dairy has been selected to be the host of the state's largest outdoor agriculture event come 2026. Tell you a little bit about that. And Bryce Windecker, broker analyst with EverAg, is going to be stepping to the microphone live with us this morning. So you stick around.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
The end of harvest, snow-covered fields, and an early morning sunrise. Winter is a good time to evaluate your livestock's health. BioVet loves seeing healthy animals contribute to your farm's profitability. The knowledge and support from our team is here to help you make the difference in the health and productivity on your farm. Help your livestock stay healthy and call 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Are rising utility bills putting a strain on your farm's bottom line?
Focus on Energy can identify energy efficiency upgrades designed to help you save for years to come.
Kickstart a more energy efficient future for your farm. Call 800-762-7077 or visit focusonenergy.com/agribusiness to learn more.
That's focusonenergy.com/agribusiness. Focus on Energy, supporting Wisconsin's farmers since 2001.
I don't know if you realize it or not, but at the end of calendar year 2023, Dr. Joel Lauer, University Extension Corn Specialist, actually officially retired. I know, came as a surprise to me as well. He has been such a fixture of Wisconsin agriculture for so many years. I thought it'd be a good time to come on in and chat with us a little bit about what's the next chapter hold in store for Dr. Joel Lauer. Joe, first of all, on behalf of not only corn growers, but all of us in Wisconsin agriculture, agribusiness, it has been just a real pleasure. I can't believe how the time has flown. How long were you with UW?
Yeah, thank you. I was with UW 30 years.
Holy man. See, again, that feels like just yesterday for sure. So talk to me a little bit about what brought Joe Lauer to Wisconsin those 30 years ago. What was your stage in life, and what did you find first most attractive about the position or the state?
Well, I came from the University of Wyoming. I had been 9 years there working with every crop except corn, actually 24 different crops. And I really came to the University of Wisconsin because really of the position. And not only that, but the extension system that we had at that time. It was, I think, heads above all anything else in the country. And it was a nice mix between developing your own field research program and then spending a lot of time and a lot of meetings in the wintertime going around and sharing that information. And that really attracted me. I've always considered myself more of a teacher than anything else, primarily an extension. But that's really what kind of got me here. And not only that, but our family is from Minnesota, so it was a little closer than Wyoming. But what really attracted me, though, was the position and the fact that University of Wisconsin Extension was so strong.
What did we look like as a state when you came 30 years ago? Wisconsin corn production, our acres. I mean, people have to realize the technology, what we were doing with corn then is a far cry different than today.
Well, we just come out of really the farm economic crisis of the 1980s. We'd had really 4 years of the last 6 or 8 years before then. We'd gone through major droughts in 1988 and 89. And then we had some really cool wet seasons in 92 and 93. And we did have a few good years in there, but we'd really been struggling weather-wise as well as financially during that time. And so, you know, at the time, it was just a real struggle out there. And since that time, I kind of call it the demise of the red dairy barn and the rise of the granaries in throughout Wisconsin. We've seen the dairies become much larger. They're not typically red dairy barns anymore, and the dairies are larger. But the other thing that's happened is we've seen more and more grain bins around the state. When I came, there weren't very many here, and now there's a lot more cropping that is going on among the farms that are in the state. So over time, that's what's really changed. But at the time that I started, we were just kind of at the end of this of the red dairy barn phase, if you will, of the dairy industry here in Wisconsin.
And then the industry started really making pretty rapid advancements. You were part of those conversations early on. I mean, I said BT corn was nothing we had heard of. Everybody was pretty alarmed and kind of keeping an eye on that type of technology. So just the sheer mind frame had to have been different on the producers you dealt with.
Right. We started off with tissue cultured corn, where we'd select corn hybrids basically based on how well the cells would do in a test tube with herbicides in it. So that was kind of tissue culture based. But in 1996, a couple of years after I came, the bioengineered era really started with the release of BT corn borer traits. And that since that time, just navigating all of that was a real challenge. We used to have kind of two core principles of selecting hybrids. But with the advent of the bioengineered era, we had to add, I added three more to that just to help navigate what was going on during that time. There was a lot of flux, a lot of changes, and the industry was probably spending as much time trying to incorporate those different transgenes into the hybrids as they were trying to keep the yield march going on that we see with corn. And that's been a real struggle through this first 25 years of the bioengineered era.
So when you saw yield results, now granted, like you said, you're coming from Wyoming. It's not like you were in the center of Iowa or something like that. But when you saw your first few years yield results, giving in mind the weather challenges, did you ever say to yourself, whoa, man, what did I get myself into? I got all these dairy cows around me. There's these weather challenges where you still have snow on, you know, the 15th of April, a surprise frost, Father's Day weekend. And I remember having those kinds of conversations with you. Did you ever say to yourself, Joe Lauer, what are you doing here?
Well, I've oftentimes felt like I was in a hurricane and I was sitting in the eye and just pulling in various things to kind of deal with. But actually, coming from Wyoming, the agriculture out there where I was at was very intense, and we were producing very high yields at the time, 270, 250 bushels in 1994, because we had kind of unlimited water out there. So we did produce very good corn there, but coming to Wisconsin was really a big change in that the bioengineered era was going on. And then the other big thing that was happening was the development of more and more corn silage in the dairy rations. And through the work of like Jim Coors and Randy Shaver, two people that I really enjoyed working with and developing a corn silage evaluation program kept me really busy in those early years. And you know, now we're at the point where, it's kind of getting to the point where 200 bushel yield level is kind of average now. But when I started that first year in 1994, we set a new record. It was 141 bushels. That was an 18% increase over the previous record. And I thought, man, this might be kind of easy, but it hasn't worked that way. There's been a lot of challenges. A lot of them are weather, because we are on the northern edge of the Corn Belt, and weather influences Wisconsin production a lot.
Again, Dr. Joel, our University Extension corn specialist, soon emeritus, I guess we say, after they retire. But look for his face around. Like we said, he'll be around Wisconsin Corn Soy Expo, I'm sure, and other events statewide. And I told Joe, the last thing I want to ask you, for all the years that I've known you, Joe, and we've had umpteen conversations, I can't count, but of all the people in all the state of Wisconsin, if you can think of one thing, what one thing don't we know about Dr. Joe Lauer?
Well, I think one thing you probably don't know is that I'm an avid bicyclist. I've biked across Wisconsin, biked across Iowa, biked across the country in various times. Usually it's kind of like 2-week segments at a time. And so one of the things I'm going to do when I retire this year is my brother and I are going to bike down the Pacific Coast. He lives in Portland, and we're going to start in Vancouver and get as far south as we can, for sure Northern California, but we're going to go keep on going eventually in another year or so. So you may not know that about me, but that's what I do. I usually bike into campus from Wanakee, and I've done that for a lot of years, but I'm a fair weather biker. I don't, if it's stormy out, I'll drive. But I do like to do bike around, and there's a lot of places to do that.
Yeah.
In Wisconsin.
Oh, no wonder you like Madison.
Yeah, and I enjoy that.
Wow, there we go. Something I didn't know, that's for sure. Dr. Joe Lauer, again, our guest in studio. He has retired after 30 years plus of dedicated service to not only Wisconsin corn growers, but I said of Wisconsin agribusiness. There are probably plenty of folks out there that are saying, oh, geez, we're going to miss Joe. There's more to come, I'm sure. And we'll carry that story, I'm sure, from Wisconsin Corn Soy Expo, perhaps. Again, Dr. Joe Lauer, congratulations on 30 years of outstanding service. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
To the big-hearted, the bold, the teachers, the growers, the builders, the change makers, we need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go the distance to make a difference. We're volunteers, partners, communities, bringing our experience, joy, and passion to building a better world together. Are you looking for more? Then we are looking for you. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
This is the Midwest Farm Report.
From field to fork and everything in between is why the kids from Wisconsin say it's a great way to start your day.
Something something a little uplifting to roll your way into a Thursday. Time to check in on what's happening with our weather. And it is changing. Stu Mock Ag Meteorologist joining us this morning. A couple of folks here in the building have already commented that primarily because there's not much of a breeze out there this morning, it feels a little warmer this morning than it has in the past couple of days. That's kind of a trend that's going to start today and stick with us into next week, isn't it?
Well, we get a little wave, but it really will kick in for next week, right? I'm looking this morning, Pam, believe it or not, almost everybody's temps are above zero.
Nice.
Right, now.
That's a good feeling. That's a good feeling. What I'm a little concerned about is what it's going to start feeling like this afternoon. We've got more snow in the forecast.
There is a little snow in the forecast. Yeah, a little bit. I'm looking at southern Wisconsin, an inch or two, maybe. The heaviest, I know that's everybody worries about, far southeast Wisconsin. 1 to 3 could actually be a little lake effect trying to kick in, like Racine, Kenosha, southern Milwaukee. Could give them just a little more snow. But I think for most of us, some light snow, you know, that cold weather, a little more on the fluffy side. That's what we'll deal with. Low pressure is passing to our south. It's going to move from all around Kansas through Missouri, southern Illinois from today and on into early tomorrow. There is some snow, central Illinois, northern Indiana this morning, and far southern lower Michigan as well. A little light snow on the Wisconsin-Illinois border. Just not going to be a real big deal. But I do expect that more clouds develop, and almost everybody in the southern part of the state put that La Crosse to Oshkosh line south of there, talking about a little snow by later today or into the nighttime. And like I've said, an inch, maybe two, should be about it. Temps staying a little cooler than normal yet today. A little cool down behind this low pressure, so it does cool a little bit for Friday. But then those temps began to climb, not all that quickly, but a little bit more mild Saturday, a little climb for Sunday. There'll be some sunshine with it. And by Monday, back to normal or above, but with the mild air starting the new week, you know what's got to happen. We're Wisconsinites. We expect it's something good and a slight chance of a little snow could try to edge in into Monday. So maybe a little snow as those temps finally will begin to rise a bit. It does look like next week, at least all the way from Monday through Saturday, should be on the above normal side. Those normals in the upper 20s. So upper 20s and low 30s doesn't sound bad. A nice break after the cold weather we've dealt with this week and still have for the next about 3 or 4 days before it starts to really move up. I'll have forecast details right after this.
Are rising utility bills putting a strain on your farm's bottom line?
Focus on Energy can identify energy efficiency upgrades designed to help you save for years to come.
Kickstart a more energy efficient future for your farm. Call 800-762-7077 or visit focusonenergy.com/agribusiness to learn more.
That's focusonenergy.com/agribusiness. Focus on Energy, supporting Wisconsin's farmers since 2001.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Livestock producers rely on BioVet for microbial and nutritional support. Keeping livestock eating and productive. Make BioVet your trusted partner for your livestock health since 1991. Learn more at biodashvet.com.
Innovation.
Alrighty, Stu, let's have some more details on kind of what's coming our way today. Are we thinking that this snow chance is going to start developing, what, just after lunch or later in the afternoon?
I expect kind of later in the afternoon, although southwest Wisconsin may see a little before that. Just not a big deal today. The clouds developing through the day. There may actually be some breaks for sun to start it out. That's fantastic. But clouds develop and that light snow by later in the day. Temps just into the teens, 12 and 14 degrees, maybe a 15 here or there, with the winds becoming north at about 5 overnight. Cloudy skies, and then there's that snow, an inch, maybe 2 in the south. Temps falling to the low single digits, and the northwest winds 5 to 15. Wind chills down to just below 0, 5 or 10 below. Mostly cloudy tomorrow. Well, it could be back only around anywhere from 8 to about 10 degrees with the northwest winds 5 to 15. There's a wind chill advisory from 3 a.m. to 9 a.m. tomorrow, La Crosse, all the way to southwest Wisconsin as well. Some sunshine by Saturday, Pam. Maybe the teens, probably upper teens with sunshine Sunday, and then warming up, maybe some snow with it on Monday.
All right. We'll catch up with you tomorrow and see what develops. Thank you, my friend.
Have a good day.
Stu Mike, ag meteorologist, giving you the quickest update you have as far as Thursday weather is concerned. And don't forget, our talk text line always working. You got a question, you got something going on in your neighborhood, or you want to tell me what's going on with the snow pile in your front yard, that talk text line available anytime, 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. You can call it. Or you can text it, and you'll reach the entire farm team with your message.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. Cancer screening tests can help keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops, or catch it early when it may be easier to treat. And many tests are available for free or covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends and family, I love you. Get screened. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
There are 1,000 ways to say it.
Nope. Knock it off. Shut it down. Dream on. No dice. Give it a rest. Not a chance.
Or just...
all text. You focus on the road.
As a passenger, you have the power to prevent an accident. There are 1,000 ways to stop a distracted driver. Choose one.
A message from CTIA.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Another game team, without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, lost who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
CBS News Brief. At least 3 people were killed when a power line fell on a parked car during an ice storm in Portland, Oregon, where more than 41,000 customers have no electricity. CBS's Carter Evans.
It's been a tough week, if you can imagine. A week in these freezing temperatures inside your home. No power.
Attorney General Merrick Garland's met with families of children killed in the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, ahead of today's report on police response. KENS TV's Alicia Nieves.
Families tell us much of the conversation revolved around what they already knew, that the response was a failure and action that needed to happen did not.
The U.S. launches another wave of missile strikes on Houthi sites inside Yemen. Middle East expert Michael Rubin.
On one hand, it's necessary to confront the Houthis. On the other hand, sporadic bombing of Yemen may not be enough to finish the job.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Republicans appear to have hit an impasse over legalizing medical marijuana. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu says creating state-run dispensaries is a non-starter. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he won't compromise to address Senate Republicans' concerns. Voss says the bill is the result of months of talks. Governor Evers says Republican senators were wrong to fire Public Service Commissioner Tyler Huebner. Senator Brad Paff was himself fired as acting Agriculture Secretary. He says Republicans are playing politics with the governor's appointments.
This rigid partisan ideology accomplishes nothing for the people of this state. And quite frankly, it just demonstrates to them that the government is broken and it does not work.
Republicans point out they've confirmed more than 480 of Evers' appointees. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers back at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay getting ready for their divisional playoff game against the 49ers. What makes San Francisco's defense so tough? I asked Packers right guard John Runyon.
This San Francisco defense, they don't do as much as any other defense we play this year. They're going to play their gap. They're going to be sound. They know where they're going to fit in their scheme, and it's going to be up to us to, you know, take them out of positions, mess with their eyes and stuff like that. And they have a good defense, and they play it hard, and they've been doing it for a long time, and that's what makes them so good on defense.
The kickoff Saturday night at 7:15. NBA, the Bucks got blown out by Cleveland. The Cavaliers jumping out to an early lead. They won 135-95. Adrian Griffin on what he told the team after losing by 40 points.
You know, I just talked to the team after the game about we have to learn from this. You have to. You can't continue to make these type of mental errors when the first, especially the start of the game.
That's Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care...
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 20 for a high this afternoon. Wind will be north at 5 to 15. We're keeping an eye on a system that'll bring light snow tonight into tomorrow. We're looking at about 1 to 2 inches of accumulation. Our low down to 10 tonight. Tomorrow, some blowing snow with a high of 19. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
To the big-hearted, the bold, the teachers, the growers, the builders, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go the distance to make a difference. We're volunteers, partners, communities, bringing our experience, joy, and passion to building a better world together. Are you looking for more? Then we are looking for you. Join us at PeaceCorps.gov.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Vision is history right there, Rowdy.
Sows, cows, plows. Heck, anything connected to farming's on the menu here. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Young.
Our man Bryce Windecker, broker analyst with EverAgs, joining us live this morning in about 15 minutes to break down the influences on what's happening with our dairy trade. Stephanie Hoff was a part of the Wisconsin Farmers Union Farm and Rural Lobby Day that happened in downtown Madison yesterday. And yours truly was up in Green Bay for the annual Dairy Strong Conference. We've got updates on all of it this Thursday morning. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. Tickled to have you along with us. Today it looks like we're going to have mostly cloudy skies. 13 is our expected high. Good possibility we could see some snow flurries, probably starting around lunchtime, continuing into the evening hours. About an inch of snow, what they're projecting right now. Also, for tomorrow, cloudy skies, 9 above. Saturday is the beginning of a warming trend. Sunshine on Saturday, 12. Sunday, partly cloudy and 17. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of next week, we are into the mid-30s, and that means we've got a chance of precipitation. Is it going to be rain? Is it going to be snow? We'll have to wait and see on that one. So glad you're along with us. So let's talk about it. Today is the 18th day of January. Interesting, on this day back in 1908, fire destroyed a big tobacco warehouse in Janesville. They figure 4,000 cases of tobacco were destroyed. They estimated the losses back in 1908, $250,000. It was considered the largest property loss to date in Janesville, and three firemen had injuries because of the blaze. Happened on this day back in 1908. On this day in 1930, a train crash happened in Janesville. The good news was only three men were injured when two passenger trains literally crashed head-on in Janesville on this day back in 1930. On this day in 1886, modern hockey was born. It actually happened in England, as a matter of fact. Modern hockey started on this day back in 1886. And happy birthday to actor Kevin Costner. Still looking pretty fine. He's 69 years young today. And now you know. Boy, very good turnout yesterday for the Wisconsin Farmers Union annual Farm and Rural Lobby Day. Started at Bethel Lutheran Church yesterday morning and then proceeded down to the state capitol. Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Ruden said they've got a lot of different items they want the state house to take action on. And he said, really, when it comes to getting policy passed in this day and time, it takes more than just conversations.
Well, certainly on the climate change or climate issues, you know, we've seen the record heat here this last summer, drought again in the state of Wisconsin, which covered a big chunk of the state. And so looking at that, you know, the legislature right now just doesn't seem to want to talk too much about that. But it's a reality that we live in. You know, our climate is changing, and there's things that we can do to actually change that process. And we have to take responsibility as the citizens that are here today to make sure that happens.
Darren Von Ruden, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Governor Tony Evers spent some time with the delegates yesterday as well. One of the items that he talked about is the labor situation that a lot of Wisconsin agriculture and agribusiness is facing. Evers says that ag labor is definitely something he hears a lot about. And he says an easy step in trying to help farms with labor challenges would be reinstating laws that allow farm workers to get driver's licenses.
I continue to talk about the really simple one, and that's to make sure that folks that work on the farms, they have the ability to have driver's licenses so that they're not spending their time avoiding police and being, you know, picked up for not having a driver's license. It's a real simple fix. We've had in the past that people that aren't documented can still get a driver's license, and then the Republicans took that away several years ago. We need to have that happen.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers talking with folks that gathered for the Wisconsin Farmers Union Farm and Rural Lobby Day. Now, you can hear more from the governor as well as more comments from Darren Von Ruden. Pop on over to MidwestFarmReport.com. You'll see the podcast playlist all right there. Big announcement for the state of Wisconsin. We have got the 2026 host for Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. The announcement officially coming today, but we have it first. Congratulations to Matt Radetzky and his brother Sam. No Joke Dairy in Stratford, Wisconsin will host the state's largest outdoor event coming up 2026. And it's kind of an interesting story when you hear the phrase No Joke Dairy. His family owned a dairy farm, but since 1911, they've owned the farm, but the family actually sold their cows in 2011. So Matt got into welding. He was on the road as a welding specialist for stainless steel, and he told people all the time all he wanted to do was get back to milking cows, and he'd tell them, no joke. Well, that's how the name of the dairy came to be. So again, Matt and his brother Sam, along with their families, are going to be your hosts for the 2026 Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. The dates they're slating right now, July 14th through the 16th. That will be the 72nd Wisconsin Farm Technology Days show. More in a moment.
Innovation. That's BioVet.
The end of harvest, snow-covered fields, and an early morning sunrise. Winter is a good time to evaluate your livestock's health. BioVet loves seeing healthy animals contribute to your farm's profitability. The knowledge and support from our team is here to help you make the difference in the health and productivity on your farm. Help your livestock stay healthy and call 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
I'm sure when I say Bavaria sausage, you automatically think brats and grilling out, right? Well, guess what? With this wicked Wisconsin weather we've got, I think about warming up. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke for Bavaria Sausage at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. Open Monday through Fridays, 9 until 5, or open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, regardless of the weather, BavariaSausage.com. Now stop and think about all the great recipes you've got that will help you warm up from the inside out. I'm talking about stews. I'm talking about soups. I'm talking about the main dish. That's where Bavaria Sausage comes in with their old world flavor. How about featuring sauerbrot and schnitzel, maybe some spatzel? They've got all kinds of recipes for dumplings and great old world flavor available through spices and different ingredients. All you need to do is take a look. Again, open Monday through Friday, 9 until 5 at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, or do a little shopping online, BavariaSausage.com. They'll keep you warm this winter. Well, Stephanie was down at the State House with the Wisconsin Farmers Union yesterday. I was up in Green Bay with the annual Dairy Strong Conference hosted by the Dairy Business Association and Edge Dairy Cooperative. You know, while they were talking about climate change and trying to find policy solutions at the State House up in Green Bay, they were talking about data management and telling the story of sustainability. Tim Trotter is the executive director of the Dairy Business Association, and he explains how they're trying to figure out just how they can manage all the data generated on the average Wisconsin dairy farm and kind of monetize it for the farm.
It is, and again, we have to lean into this, and we keep telling farmers, don't be afraid of the future. Know your data. Your data is your friend, because the majority of farms, the vast majority of farms, are very sustainable. The problem is we have a story, but we don't have data to share.
Right.
Just tell me how this happens, and we see it happening in communities. You go up into Kewaunee County where, yes, you know, dairy farms were, looked as the big, ugly machine up there. Now we have a really good rapport, because those local farms are sharing their data with their communities. They're seeing better regulations. They're seeing more connection, and the marketplace is responding to it. Now we have brands wanting to see the data on farms as a way to leverage more value back to the farm. Because again, it all comes back to having a sustainable economic future for farming, and with that is linking to the marketplace. So I encourage all farms. I don't care if you're in the front of the train or the back of the train, but you're on the train going in the right direction.
Tim Trotter, Executive Director of the Dairy Business Association. More on that conversation to come. Also want to congratulate some of the folks they recognized last night during their banquet. Doug Grotegoot, who's a dairy producer with his operation in Manitowoc, was named the Dairy Farmer Operator of the Year by Dairy Business Association. And Tom Crave from Crave Brothers Farm in Waterloo, named the Dairy Advocate of the Year. Congratulations to both. All right, let's get to the market so we've got time for our friend Bryce Windecker just around the corner. So after a tough day yesterday, markets are trying to rally back a bit today. March corn's up 2, December new crop up a penny and a half, 476. March beans up 6 right now, November new crop up 6 and a half, 1195. The wheat's unchanged at 601, and the February class 3 milk is up 9 right now at 1580. Yesterday, barrel cheese finished a quarter of a cent lower at 146 and three quarters. 40-pound block cheese was down a penny and a half at 150, and AA butter, that gained a penny and a quarter yesterday, 258 a pound. Up next, our friend Bryce Windecker, broker analyst with EverAg, joining us.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained.
This is The Shaw,
540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. Cancer screening tests can help keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops, or catch it early when it may be easier to treat. And many tests are available for free or covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends and family, I love you. Get screened. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
There are 1,000 ways to say it.
Nope. Knock it off. Shut it down. Dream on. No dice. Give it a rest. Not a chance.
Or just
all text. You focus on the road.
As a passenger, you have the power to prevent an accident. There are 1,000 ways to stop a distracted driver. Choose one.
A message from CTIA.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Near Easttown Mall.
She's sweeter than a glass of chocolate milk and louder than a morning rooster. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Well, we're going to shout on out towards South Dakota on this Thursday morning. That's where Bryce Windecker, one of our broker analyst buddies from EverAg, is traveling. Bryce, thanks for joining us. What are you seeing out in South Dakota? I mean, besides snow, huh?
Yeah, snow and cold, that is for sure. Everyone's looking forward to the weather warming up next week, but definitely hearing lots of stories about milk having trouble getting around the past week or so here. A lot of loads dumped in this part of the country. I heard upwards of 150 last week, so still plenty of milk floating around out there, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Now, give them kind of an update as to why you're in South Dakota. Is that one of the states that's seeing an increase either in dairy farms or dairy cattle numbers?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of dairies moving into this I-29 corridor, both ends of the state. It's a really, really good place to milk cows. A lot of cheaper feed production that's going on here, especially with all the soybean crushing that's happening. But, you know, with that, you know, seeing a need for processing capacity because, you know, like I said, there is just a lot of extra milk floating around out there without a home.
Yeah, I thought they just had one plant in that region kind of come online, didn't they?
Yes, there is a Valley Queen facility that is coming online here very, very soon. So that'll be exciting, but that'll definitely get filled up quick. I mean, the South Dakota itself is up about 13% on milk production.
Mm-hmm. Good to know. Well, we want to pivot and talk a little bit about not just where South Dakota milk is going, but where all our milk is going. Boy, oh boy, Bryce, our international picture as far as dairy exports has been particularly sluggish for this quarter, huh?
Yes, very, very sluggish. I mean, even though we shipped about, 7 million more pounds of cheese than we did in October from November, and more than we did last November. It's just not enough to add up to all this extra product floating around out there. A lot of new cheese processing capacities came online last year and will continue over the next couple of years. And it kind of begs the question, you know, how much cheese do we really need? We're only down 4%, and you know, man, oh man, we're looking at a $15 class 3 milk price, and even with a stronger whey market, I mean, this cheese market is just having a tough time. I think you know, one saving grace has definitely been our partner to the south, Mexico there. I mean, they're up about 20% from a year ago on total cheese purchases, while our friends in Asia are down 20%, namely South Korea and Japan. You know, they're having a really tough time with their economy. With our strong U.S. dollar, the Japanese yuan is down at the lowest level it's ever been in history. So that currency exchange is not helping us there at all.
Boy, that is a tough challenge to overcome. Bryce Windecker from EverEggs along with us this morning. I just always want to remind you, saw those folks yesterday at the Dairy Strong Conference, and they're available to you online, ever.ag, and you will find good folks like Bryce Windecker that are there to kind of help you with risk management and that. So let's talk a little bit more about other global trends that we might be seeing, Bryce. We just got done with another World Ag Supply Demand Report, and I mean, what we get December milk production out, what, tomorrow?
December milk production should be coming out on the 24th along with the cold storage report. So we'll get a good look at that. I don't think we'll see too many more months very negative on milk production here coming up. I think feed's getting cheaper, and you know, looking at the dairy cattle slaughter report, we've kind of already culled the cows that we were going to cull. You know, it kind of, you know, anecdotally, you can only cull the same cow once, and I think people, you know, if they are going to remain in the dairy business, you know, they're going to hold on to them to you know try and make milk and do what they were born and bred to do. On that WASD report, really exciting to get that all-time high corn bushel yield of 177 off, you know, little to no rain in some spots in the Midwest this past year. So just goes to show we got rain at the right time. And these new corn hybrids are, you know, absolutely immaculate, you know, being able to, you know, make 177 bushels with that much of a lack of rain. We're seeing really good weather out of Argentina and Brazil as of late, especially Argentina, getting, you know, very timely rains and having their crop. I mean, their crop production estimates will be nearly double what they were last year, coming out of their third year of a straight drought. However, Brazil is getting a little bit dry again here. So they did start harvesting their soybeans. They're about 2-4% harvested as of right now. And we'll continue to monitor that. You know, the state says down there that, you know, they expect, 20 million metric tons less than where USDA has them currently pegged at. But I'm not really buying that based on where their current soybean export price is. I mean, it's way cheaper than us. So, you know, are they really that worried? You know,
yeah.
I would expect not if they're trying to sell beans today.
Yeah, well, and you know, the thing is, we got to try to get what we can get then before they get any farther along than 4%. Bryce Windecker along with us. And anybody finding new appetite for dairy on the global scene at these reduced prices, Bryce?
Definitely seeing a lot of export interest, spot export interest, I should know, on cheese, especially down here around the 150 block range. We're 40 cents cheaper than the rest of the world, so I definitely don't think we can get much lower than this. What worries me is those forward contracts into Q2, Q3, and Q4. Hearing Fonterra from New Zealand aggressively offering cheese into the 150s and 160s. So with our futures curve still in the, the mid 180s, that's definitely very worrisome for us to be able to get those forward bookings. So I'm afraid as we get, closer to the months, we'll have to, stay around this 150 mark to be able to get some exports.
Ouch.
Global milk production really changes.
Right.
I am hearing that the EU is really declining.
Well, we're gonna have to talk about that at another time, my friend. We're out of time. Bryce Windecker joining us live this morning from South Dakota, part of the EverAg team.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke. Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
A silver lining for the crop transport situation on the Mississippi River. Today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. A few months ago, Mississippi River barge transportation rates spiked due to low water levels. Since then, those rates have moderated, and Iowa State University ag economist Chad Hart says it has to do with lower export demand for crops like corn and soybeans. In his words,
the timing of the problems along the Mississippi River actually went well, because what happened was we had most of those problems when we were having that export pullback. If we had had really strong export demand at that time, it would have caused more of pricing disruptions than we actually faced.
Hart says low water levels remain a problem, though.
I'm just as worried about moisture east of the Mississippi as I am west, and it has more to do with logistics than it is production. Because when you think about most of the issues on the Mississippi, it's due to the fact that a lot of that water, actually I think it's 60% of the water in the lower Mississippi, comes from the Ohio River Valley. So we didn't really see those problems until we saw the drier conditions move east of the Mississippi River.
Hart spoke at the recent Purdue University Top Farmer Conference. The National Weather Service says below normal precipitation is expected in the next 90 days for the Ohio River Valley. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. I want to be anything without a compass. Eyes waiting. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis. Loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics.
Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. It is bitterly cold again this morning, from here in New York all the way out to Oregon, where an ice storm has triggered treacherous